Hush, Little Baby,
CD 2.
By Suzanne Redfern. Performed by Nola Zandri. The priest stands to the side, waiting for the piano to quiet, then walks to the pulpit. I always marvel at his height and wonder if he gave up an NBA career for the cloth, or if perhaps he heard the calling because he was a foot closer to God than most mortals. I sit between my children, Addie, 4, on my right, her white stockinged legs sticking straight out on the pew, her patent leather Mary Janes swishing like windshield wipers, and Drew, 8, on my left, dressed in his pressed khaki pants, his psalm book on his lap. My husband Gordon sits beside him, his eyes intensely focused on the altar, devoutly waiting for the gospel to begin. We look like the perfect family, and I'm happy to pretend. Father Kimball looks down at his parish. Welcome, my brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved children of God. Beside me, Drew squirms. Gordon's firm squeeze of his knee stops the squiggling. I take Drew's hand in mine to keep him still. No one in our clan has an iron bladder. I slide my eyes in a sidelong glance at Gordon. His jaw is set tight. He won't be happy if Drew gets up in the middle of the sermon. Of course, he'll be even less happy if Drew wets himself. During the first reading from the book of Isaiah, we heard that the Lord God said, "Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old." When the Lord God spoke these sacred words, he was commanding his children to set aside the past in order to open the door to a better future. I sigh. I don't want to hear about forgiveness. Not today. On the cross behind Father Kimball, Jesus poses in his final moment of martyrdom. On his right, St. Catherine, namesake of the church, angelically smiles down on us, chiseled of marble and more beautiful and flawless than she ever could have been in life. I smile at her, as I have just about every Sunday for most of my life. She died almost a decade younger than I am now, but her legacy has lived almost a millennium, an impressive achievement for a 14th century peasant. Catherine was the 25th of 26 children born into a poor family in Siena. At 7, she claimed to have had a vision of God, and because of the experience, consecrated her virginity to him. She spent the next dozen years in a 9-foot by 3-foot cell, praying, fasting, and scourging herself 3 times a day, until Christ visited her and placed a ring on her finger, visible only to her, and she was told to end her years of solitude and enter into the service of God. The Dominicans at Rome still treasure her body in the Minerva Church, and her head is enshrined in St. Dominic's Church in Siena. Below Catherine's image is an engraving of her writings. If you will wreak vengeance and justice, inflict them on me, poor wretch, and assign me any pain and torment that may please you, even death. I believe that through the foulness of my iniquities, many evils have occurred, and many misfortunes and discords. On me, then, your poor daughter, take any vengeance that you will. Ah me, Father, I die of grief, and cannot die.